Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today our preaching is by Dr. Deborah Wilhelm, adjunct professor of homiletics at the Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, in the United States. Her preaching is entitled, What I Learned While Eavesdropping.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. On that day you will ask nothing of me. Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. When, as a young wife, I was expecting my first child, I really dreaded labor and delivery because I'd heard how painful it was. I had eavesdropped as the moms in my neighborhood told their birth stories, and they said things like, I was in labor for 31 hours, or the doctor had to do an emergency cesarean section, or worse, I nearly died. In their circle of women, they managed to laugh and look sympathetically horrified at the same time. But I filed away their tales in my mind, and now that I was pregnant, those tales came back to haunt me. Even more than I feared actually dying, I feared that the pain that would be mine when my hour came would be too much. And come it did. And as Jesus notes, when the midwife laid that newborn child in my arms, the pain simply shimmered away under the mantle of my joy. I held that baby close, and in that moment I knew, really knew with my entire body and mind and heart and soul the joy that cannot be taken away. But if you have children or you've served in a parenting role, you're in the medical profession, you teach, you minister to young ones, or some other example, you know that joy can be temporary. Complete joy becomes overwhelming fatigue and loss of sleep for new parents. Then back to joy with the miracle of the first step and the first word and the first day at school. And then back to heartbreak with the broken arm, the broken heart, and the dented self-image. The whole human mixed bag of worries and celebrations. The grades and graduations, weddings, divorces, promotions and illnesses all endlessly multiplied as the pain and joy of those we love become our own pain and joy. So what I'm noticing in John's Gospel today is Jesus' compassionate focus on his followers' anguish, on their pain, their confusion, their hour, if you will. But within a very few verses, Jesus will lift his eyes to heaven because he knows that his hour has come. Interesting. To be honest with you, sometimes I'm not all that drawn to the Jesus in John's Gospel. He strikes me as a bit of a know-it-all, seeing the future, being in control, not letting anything happen without his permission. But here he has the focus of a mother. His disciples' pain is his pain, even though he wants them to understand that in the end, joy comes completely, never to be taken away. It's not exactly that there's no pain, everyone, but that our pain, your struggle with an illness, your intractable workplace issue, your ache on behalf of a family member. Our pain is caught up, gathered in and transformed, and that it then shimmers away under the mantle of God's love. Dear friends, if your story today is pain, may it be transformed by love into love. And if your story today is joy, may it grow and become a mantle for others and a sign of God's care for us all. Thank you.